Okay, the Mishnah listed that Ashram Toloi, you don't have to bring after Yom HaKippurim, because Yom Kippur is Mechaper. The Mishnah said, Chai v'chatois Hashem is vadoim shov aleim Yom Kippurim, chayovim lo haviachar Yom HaKippurim, v'chai v'Hashem is tuluim peturim. So if you're chayev in Oshem Tol, you don't have to bring it after Yom Kippur. And if you're chayev chatos kavua, or an Oshem kavua there, you do have to bring it after Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur doesn't clean the slate for a chatos or an Oshem, only an Oshem Tol. So that's really the discussion of the Gemara now, to clarify that inyan. So we're on the bottom here, Chof Hamid Beis. And that's the piece of Gemara. The Gemara is going on that chelik of the Mishnah, that the kapar is limited, the kapar of Yom Kippur is limited to Oshem Tolei. So the Gemara says as follows: Chai ve'Hashem is Teluim, Minani Mili. How do we know is going on Oshem Tolei, the kapar of Yom Kippur? The Gemara says, Omar Abeleza Omar Kho, Mikol Chato Yisechem Lefnei Hashem. The pasuk, when it describes the kapar of Yom Kippur, it says Mikol Chato Yisechem Lefnei Hashem. All your averus that are Lefnei Hashem. So the Gemara says Chet Shein Makabay Al Amokim Yom Kippur Mechap. A chet which only Hashem knows about. Okay, so now that being the case, now we don't need any other psukim to teach us that Yom Kippur is not Mechaper on Chatas and Oshem. Because intrinsically, in the parash of Yom Kippur, it says, Lefnei Hashem Titoru. And we dash on the pasuk to mean only a chet that's between you and Hashem. And nobody else knows. Only Hashem knows. So if that's the case, so we don't need any inerrants. We had all kinds of limudim. The Chatas doesn't have a kapara, or Oshem, and we don't need them. It's within the framework of kaparas and Yom Kippur. That's the Gemara's question. Says the Gemara says like this: Omar of Tachlifa, Avud Rav Huna, Mishmei Derava, Kadmai Sanami. The other one, Loi Tesi, Kadmai Sanami means Chatas and Asham. We don't need to learn it from anywhere else, like Rashi says, Chai Vechatois Vashomers Vadoim. Loi Med Rav Dimi, we don't need Rav Dimi's Drosha, he had a Drosha to teach that. Loi Med Abaya, Elameha, we learn out of the same place. And from there you can derive that a chatas and oshem, which we know, you can only be chayav a chatas v'oshem if you have a yediyah. There's no yediyah, there's no chatas v'oshem. So the only way to have a chatas v'oshem boilam is if you know. That already excludes you from the kapar of Yom Kippur. That's the Gemara's question. Do you have Yom Kippur mechaper? But if you know about it, then it's not mechaper. Okay, so that's the Gemara. That seems to be the Gemara's conclusion. Now, right away, we have a major challenge to understand this piece of Gemara, because without this piece of Gemara, we would have said that when it says Chet Shein Makir Bo Yelo HaMokim, it was just a way of describing Oshem Tolei. Oshem Tolei is something. It wasn't an exclusionary drasha. It was an inclusion. It was a ribui in the pasuk that Yom Kippur is mechaper, and it alluded to Oshem Tolei. Okay. In a way, one would be able to argue and say, possibly, that it's even easier to get a kapor for a chatas and Oshem than Oshem Tolei. For the simple reason that if you hold Yom HaKippurim Zeinim Mechaper El Rishovim, as we'll see in the Rambam, so if Yom Kippur is only Mechaper on Shovim, one can arguably say that when could you be a Shov if you have a Yediyah? If you have, you know, Yediyah's Chet, you can't really be a Shov. So really, until we got to this Gemara, in other words, to the Hemshech of the Gemara, we would have been able to say chet shein makar boy al hamokom yom kippurim mechaper. It's not a miut. It's a ribui that Yom Kippur is also mechaper on Oshem Toli. That's all. On everything. Yeah. No, but I mean as far as korbanos are concerned. This is that. That's really what the whole discussion today is going to be. In the Gemara, is whether on what things Yom Kippur is mechaper here. Meaning, between you and the Rabbanu Shalom, we know Yom Kippur is mechaper. That's what I'm saying. That's the problem. If you learn that this is an inclusive drasha, which is the way we would have learned, which is that the Torah is coming here to tell you should know Yom Kippur is mechaper on Oshem Toli. No problem. That was really, I think, the first statement. Is a ribui. On that, the Gemara continues and says, no, it's not just a ribui. It's a miut. That seems to be what the Gemara is saying. Now we don't need any other miutin that you can't use Yom Kippur as an escape from a chatas or as an escape from an osham. Because this pasuk is not only a ribui, but this pasuk is actually a miut. That a chet, that's makaboy, anybody except for Hashem, is not machapa. The Gemara says, if that's the case, then chatas v'osham also don't have a kapol. Now, the obvious... If we learn that way, the obvious problem is that that's not the case. That's not accurate. That can't be pshat in the Gemara, because it's not accurate. Because actually, Yom Kippur is mechaper on everything. Some things need Yisurim also to be memarek, but the Yom Kippur is mechaper, avra aloi saseh, v'yal aseh, Yom Kippur medach mechaper. Yikores, all these things. The only thing that you don't have a kapor till misa, some things Yom Kippur alone is mechaper, some things you need Yom Kippur and Yisurim, mechil Hashem, so you need ain't only misa is mechaper on chil Hashem. So what does this mean? All averis that you have on Yom Kippur, you get Yom Kippur's mechaper even if there is a yedia. Shegeg, mezid, all those things Yom Kippur are mechaper. So what's the Gemara saying? Chet shei makar boy al hamokom. It can't be an exclusion. Bishloim, if it's a ribui, it's alluding to an Oshem Toli. It's not coming to be mamayat anything. Then we understand. But now that the Gemara wants to make a turn and say that this pasuk is not a ribui, it's a miut. So how do we reconcile this sugya with all the sugyas in Yuma? Then Kippur is mechaper on everything. Shegig and mezid. Like I said, there are certain things that need added things besides Yom Kippur. They need added things. But Be'etzim Yom Kippur is a mechaper. On Mezid for sure. Somebody does a loisa say be'mezid. So I have to get to this. What's taich in the Gemara? Bechlal, we have to know, what does the Gemara mean when it says it's not mechaper on a chatas v'oshem? What does that mean? It's not mechaper on the Avera? Or does it mean it's mechaper on the Avera, but you still have to bring a chatas? What is it? The literal word kapara sounds like you don't have a forgiveness. Right? But that seems to be difficult to learn that way. Because the Mishnah seems to say in Yuma, to the contrary, that there is a kapara on everything. So Mishtaleach, the Rambam says, and this is mechaper everything. Rambam seems to learn that even that Mishnah in Yuma that says there are certain things that need more, the Rambam says that's only Bizman Shein Soya. The Rambam himself says that Bizman Sheyesh Soya, then you don't even need anything more than the Soya. The Rambam is found in the Shvisus also. Yeah, I mean, what's the Chayv to Hektish is because you need a Kapar. We'll see what the Gemara, what Lashon HaGemara is. But if we look at the Rambam, he had Lashon HaMishnah in Yuma, on Daf Pevov. The Lashon HaMishnah is like this. Mishov al Krisus and Mises Bezen. Somebody was over Krisus and Mises Bezen. V'osor Tshuva. It's Yom HaKippur Mechaper. But Yisurim and Malkin. Right? But the Mishnah is clear. Now, the Rambam comes, and the Rambam says like this, Bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, soyer achitzoin hoyo mechaper l'shovim af al isurim achamurim. Everything. And all the chilukei kapora, then Chazal talk about the difference between Mrs. Bezdin and says when there was then Choyves Chatos was Mechaper al Akoya. So according to the Rambam, the Soya was Mechaper on everything except for Mrs. Bezdin. But except for anything that's between you and Shemayim, when you had a Soya, everything was cleaned. So Zichanak like Agamor Lacher. The simple reading of Agamor. Agamor seems to say that Kaporvim Kippur is like limited to this isolated thing of Chet Shein Makir, but how could that be? So there has to be a different, all I'm saying is there has to be a different Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't mean the way it simply reads. It's still going to be difficult to understand. What do you bring a Chatas for, Taka? If you already got a Kaporvim Kippur, Yom Kippur is Mechaper on Chai Vekrisus. When there was a Soya, it was even Mechaper if you did Bemezit. Right? Yom Kippur is Mechaper on Chai Vekrisus. So what are you bringing Chatas for? That's a good kasha. Stamazay. Stamazay, it's a good kasha. What Taka are you bringing Chatas for? You have a Kapola. What are you bringing Chatas for? It's a good kasha. So he says like, so Morris continues and says like this. Omar of Tachlifo, Avud, Avun, Mishmeid, Rove. Chavi Malkis, Shov, Alemi, Kippurim, Chayev. Same thing. Chayev. So Gemara says, Pshita. Maish no me Chayev Chatois Vashomis. What's the difference from Chayev Chatois Vashomis? Now, the Chayev, what does the Gemara mean? It's Pshita. The Gemara means that's what we just said. What's the Pshita? The Gemara means, we just said El Chatas V'Hashem, since you know about it. You don't have a Kapor of Yom Kippur, so Malkus should be the same. Why would why should Malkus be different? The Gemara says no. Salkadai Techamino, Hosa Mamoinu. Going to Mishael, so. Maybe over there it's Mammon. What does Mammon mean? Sounds like you owe Hektish money. You don't owe Hektish money. You need a kapora. You don't have this money. If somebody else would buy the chatas for you, it's also fine. You don't have to spend money for the kapora. You need your chayev a kol. It has to cost you because you chayev a kol. But it's not that there's not a chiv mammon. It's not chosh mishpat. In fact, ein mamashkin in al chatoyes. In fact, by a chatas and this, we don't even take a mashkin on it. We don't even force you. It's not even, there is no chayshu mishpat on it. Amen mashkinen. What's reason? Rashi, no, Rashi says fakeot. Tashlum ei momen lo yishayach kapora. What's tashlum ei momen? I don't have tashlum ei momen. I need a kapora for my avera. I'm not chayv momen. Because I need a kapora for my avera, and the kapora for my avera is a korban, and a korban costs money, yeah. It's like a lulav costs money. Would you call a lulav, I'm asking you a question. A lulav has to be lochem. Would you say the first day of Sukkot, you chayev mamon l'gavoya? Of course not. I have to do a mitzvah of lulav. Not chayev mamon to anybody. The only way for me to be yotze mitzvah lulav is by owning the lulav. So I'm stuck, so it's got to cost me. If somebody would give it to me as a gift, it's also fine. There's no chiv mammon. The mammon is an outcome of the fact that you need a kapora. So when Rashi says that we don't find that a kapora for mammon, very strange. This would make sense if somebody was a ganav. He stole money. And Rashi would say that after Yom Kippur, you don't get a kapora for the mammon. It makes a lot of sense. You have a kapora for your mammon, you have to pay the money. But yeah, I don't have to pay. I need a kapora. If I get a kapora, I don't need a kol. It's not a hektish just saying you owe us money. Hektish saying you need a kapora. How do you get a kapora? By bringing a kol. A kol costs you money. So it's a chosh poshut like that. It's very strange. But anyway, this is only a Salkadayta Chinikimar. That's not talking the reason why. Rashi just says, and clearly, even this Svara is not accurate because it's a drasha. Meaning, it's only a Salkadayta of how we would. In other words, what I'm telling you is 100%. Because ultimately, why taka do you not have to bring a chatas v'ashem? Why do you have to bring a chatas v'ashem after Yom Kippur? Because of a pasuk. Ultimately, why taka don't you have to bring a chatas? Do you have to bring? Ashem Tali, you don't have to bring. Chatas v'ashem, you do have to bring. Why do you have to bring a chatas v'ashem after Yom Kippur? Because of a pasuk. And if not for the pasuk, then you wouldn't have to bring a. What happened to Mamoina? The Teretz is, if Yom Kippur is Machapra on the Cheft, I don't need the moment. So even this Svar in the Gemara is only a Havamina. In other words, a person maybe would say, you know why Yom Kippur doesn't work for Chatas V'Ashem? Because it's moment. That's not the reason why it doesn't work. It doesn't work because of the Pasuk, not because of moment. You know why? Because it's not moment. And I'll give you another idea. How is Yom Kippur Machapra on Hashem Tali? How's Yom Kippur Machapra on Hashem Tali? Mamoinu hu dikum achayev. Why don't you have to bring another Hashem Tali after Yom Kippur? I thought on moment there's no kapar. It's the same moment. The Teretz is, Yom Kippur is Machapra on whatever you, the reason you have to bring an Hashem Tali, and the money in Mamela disappears. There's no Mamoinu. So anyway, this Svara, we can't give it all that much credibility because the Gemara is not giving it credibility. The Gemara is just saying, you would think maybe that's the reason. Again, I have difficulty in the Salkadaitach, because in the Salkadaitach, what would be the difference between Oshem Toli and Chatas? So I don't even understand the Salkadaitach. Because in the Salkadaitach of the Gemara, then why by Oshem Toli don't you have to bring another one? After Yom Kippur. I thought Yom Kippur is not Machaber. So, but anyway, this at most is a Havamin of a Gemara. A Havamin of what you would think. Not a Havamin of a Gemara. The Gemara is saying that maybe you think that's the reason. Okay. So the Gemara says that's why we need Malkus. Says the Gemara. Fine. Aval Hocha de Gufu, Emaloi. I would think that anything which is on your body, that you could have a Kapola with Yom Kippur, Kamashma. For Anan Tanan asked the Gemara, finally we get to that Mishnah. Everything is Mechapel. The Gemara says, Loi Kashu. Hoda Asrube, Hoda Loi Asrube. That's without Asra. Without Asra, you're not Chayev Malkus. You only have a potential Malkus, you're not Chayev Malkus. For that, it's Mechapel. Says the Gemara, I suffer your letters. Now, this now here, Mamisha, my boggling. Says the Gemara, Elameata, now that you're telling me that any chet that only you know of, that nobody, only Hashem knows about, and that Yom Kippur is Mechapel, ask the Gemara if that's the case. Says the Gemara, so a chatas hoif abala suffik, which we discussed. If a lady has a suffik lady, she has to bring a chatas hoif. So loitesi, to keep her alay yema kippurim, the chet sheimakab elamakam, only Hashem knows. So she shouldn't have to bring it. Says the Gemara, "Mavoyish yelachol chatois mulchol tumasom, lachol chatois mulchol tumasom." So we learn out from there, "Lachol chatosom v'loy lachol tumasom." Meaning, what's the havamin of the Gemara? The Gemara says, "I would maybe if the Yom Kippur. Now that you're telling me any chet that only Hashem knows, Yom Kippur is mechapel. So maybe a leda she shouldn't have to bring." She shouldn't have to bring a chata soif abala sofik after Yom Kippur. Well, he says, well, that's tumah. You know, what was the Gemara thinking? What in the world was the Gemara thinking? That korban comes to make a tohar. Yom Kippur is not matahar. What was the Gemara thinking, Bichlal? Why in the world was the Gemara thinking? So years ago, I saw a pshat once from a ba'ayalei malon zechat tzadik levroch. Rabbi Yehuda Malan said that at least at this point of the Gemara didn't hold that the korban is like a mikveh. See, the way we understand it, lamaisa, the korban yoledes is like a mikveh. How does she become Torah? By bringing this korban. If that would be the way what the Gemara held now, then the Havamina makes no sense. What's the Gemara thinking? The Gemara taka answers, l'chol chatoisa v'loy l'chol tumasa. What's the Gemara thinking? The Gemara thought that Yom Kippur is yeah, mikveh. What the Gemara think? So Bar Yolev wants to say that the Gemara and the Havamina held that it's not that the korban is metaher. The korban is a chi of korban. For kapara, for whatever it is. It's ma'akev the tahara. It stops the tahara from happening. Meaning, since you have a chi of korban, so till you bring it, it holds you back from getting the tahara. So if Yom Kippur cleans the chiyuv to bring the korban, now mamela, not that Yom Kippur will be matayar you. The mikveh, the tahara, this is just a ma'akev in the tahara, and that's what it would do. That's how the Bar Yolev. It sounds like a glata svara, but I have one l'chayra, one question on it, which l'chayra is, I don't think it's refutable. And that is, the aloha is that the b'chusrei kapora is even on a tinik ben yomai. Odom mevi kom benoi ben yomai, tinik ben yomai. If a baby becomes a zov, right, becomes a zov gadol, he's chayv in kom. If a girl becomes a zov gadol, aktane, you have to bring a kom. A cotton is potter mikol ha-mitzvahs. By cotton, there's no chiyuv. The only way to explain the sugya is that this is not a chiyuv. Just like if a cotton becomes tomei, you have to put him into a mikveh. Not to do it. It's not because there's a chiyuv to go into a mikveh. And male, if you don't go into a mikveh, you don't become Torah. If that would be the case, every cotton would be Torah without going into the mikveh. The mikveh is metaya. The mikveh makes you Torah. If you're going to tell me that the korban of yoledes, the korban tumah, the mechusrei kapara, is only there to, because as long as the obligation is there, you can't become Torah, then a korban should become Torah without it. So that to me is irrefutable. That's a raya, that the korban is only acting as a metaya. So if it's only acting as a metaya, so what's the havamin of the gemara? So I'm going to share with you a briskerov in Zvot that says a gevaldik chiddush. We'll see what the Briskerov says. The Briskerov was also bothered by this cash. But anyway, so the Gemara says like this. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, the Gemara says like this, your love is not a kasha because it's tuma. Ulav shimba yechai to oma yeledes chaytahi. The yeledes is a chaytas. Ma'ikal amena. So he holds that actually she's a chetas. There is a Talmidim of Rashbi, they asked him, why does a woman bring a chatas yoledes? And he said that every woman, she swears that she'll never be with her husband again, b'shas leida. So that's why she has to bring a kol. So if that's the case, Yom Kippur should be mechaper. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, no. Even according to him, yoledes ki kamaisi korban lashtuvi b'achilas kol shemu v'loy l'kapor ha'masi. Also very difficult what the Gemara means here. What do you mean? That's his whole point. He told his Talmidim that the korban is coming l'chapa. The korban is coming l'chapa. That's his whole point. So actually, if you look in the Gemara there in Nida, where the Gemara discusses this parichas, the Gemara actually asks, according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, if the whole problem is a shvuah, then what's she doing with a chatas? She should, first of all, she should get a heter on the dorim. She needs a pesach to her neder. She has different problems. She doesn't need a chatas. The Gemara doesn't answer the kasha. Either the Gemara holds it shver, the Gemara holds pashtus the pshat, and the Gemara is that the Gemara holds this. Number one, we never heard the woman make the neder. If we did, we would deal with it. She's making the neder maybe in her heart or something, whatever it is. She's not making the neder prepared. Number two, if she would make such a neder, or shvur, because it really shvur, it wouldn't even be chal, because she's meshubedes labayla. She's meshubet to her husband. If a woman makes a shvua, I'll never be with my husband, the shvua is not even chal. The shvua is shov. Not even chal b'chal. So whatever he means, but he's clearly saying that the reason why there's a chatas is because there is this chet. So what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says, Lo yilu kapara masi, when the Talmidim is from Shem Bayechai, why did you bring it? So we'll see what the Gemara means here. Omar Vashi, afnam ma'anam in the Tidino, we learned Taka Yisha Shiyesh Aleho. Chatas ha'oif, sofek v'ova lo yem ha'kipurim, chayeves lo vilach ha'yem ha'kipurim, and Taka, it says clearly in the Braisa, mipnei shemachshalt alecho bezvoch. Because the reason for the chatas is not for a kapar. The reason for the chatas is to be metaya. And therefore, Yom Kippur can't help you out. That's what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara, starts from Sofik Mitzayra. Says the Gemara, Lameyata Sofik Mitzayra, Sheavu Lameyama Kippurim, Lameyase Dova Lameyama Kippurim. The Chet Shei Makeba, Elo Hamokam. What about a Sofik Mitzayra? Same answer. This all seems to be redundant. Because obviously it's going to be the same answer. What do you mean, Zayin Vorm? What, first of all, what in the world is the Gemara thinking in either of these cases? What are the Zayin Vorm, the Goyim Boim? Lashon Hora, Gaive, whatever. For that you bring a Chatas? Now, if somebody mamish talks lashon hara, there's with edus and aslaw, he doesn't bring a kol. What's the Gemara thinking? The Gemara says, "I l'chayra the korban of a mitzora. He after Yom Kippur, if it's a suffix, he shouldn't have to bring it because he has a kapara." The Gemara says, "Well, that's tahara." Well, according to I, we see al zayin dvorim the goyim boim. What's the Gemara thinking? Those zayin dvorim that the Negoyim come for, even if Taka we knew that this Mitzora did it, there wouldn't be a Chiv Kol. So we know he's bringing a Kol to make himself tall. What's the Gemara thinking? In both of these cases, it's a plea. By the woman, it's obvious that it's Tahara, and she's not bringing it for swearing, because this wouldn't be the right thing for swearing. By Mitzora, Kol Shekain. There's no, we never heard the Avera. There's an Alpi Medrash. There's an Indian, Zion Dvorim, the Goyim Boim, right? But a Mitzvah is not bringing Korbanos for those Averas. He can't be. Those Averas are not Machayim Korbanos. If a person has for Shalom spoke Lashon Hara a million times, and he didn't, and there's Edim and Asra, he just never got an Ega, he doesn't bring one Kol or a half a Kol. He may go to Gehenna, but he doesn't bring Korbanos. So we'll do. What's the halamin of the Gemara? What's the Gemara thinking here? The Gemara makes like it's a chiddush. The Gemara says, even if you hold al zayin vorim and a goyim boyim, so what? Mitzvah ki kamaisi loy look up our maisi. El ashtuvi bachilus kotch. El meata sofik nozim sholov yom ha-kippurim loy maisi kom. The same Gemara nachamu. Do ha-kippur yom ha-kippurim, the chetshe maka boyel ha-mokamu. Am abu shariye, lokol chatos v'loy lokol tumim. Same answer. Says the Gemara, "Lablaz ben akapa domen azo choytu ma'ikol amehma, nozer kikom ma'isi kom loylo kapora ma'isi." Same answer, which again is the same kashin, the same answer. What's the chet that a nozer did? Lablaz ben akapa shetzir atzma min ayayim. What on that is a kol? That's a hashkofa. Lablaz ben akapa is a shearing with us a hashkofa that a guy makes himself a nozer, no good. Shame on you. So what's the Gemara thinking? That is that shame on you, that's the kol? There's no kabbalas for shame on you. For a kol, you have to be over something which is a chiv chorus. B'mezid, if you're b'shegig, you bring a chatas. What's going on here? Gemara therefore says, the rest, when he's bringing it, it's lashtriya b'achilas kotch. Or the Gemara says over here, l'mechal of naziris t'tah. So here at least it's a little closer, because here you're dealing with a Sofik Eshesish, Shazinsa, at least you're dealing with something that's in, this at least, if this was the only Gemara, if this was the only piece, if If the Gemara didn't go through now, it led us and Mitzoyer and Nazar, I wouldn't be so baffled. If the Gemara only asked from a Saita, that's already in the Parsha. Because a Saita takas Eishes Ish. If she was Mezana, she's takas Chayiv Koritz. There you could say, the Korban is a Mayan Kapora. And that the Gemara says, well, it's not really Kapora, it's Levararova. This Shag of Atari, at least we could work it out. Says a kopa leyim a kipum the chet shemake boyel amokim. Om Rabbi Shaya lekol chatoisim ulchol tumos v'loy lechol tumos. Fine. Abai gives a difference for that the boyel makir boy and rove omal seite ki komaisi levar haroven komaisi. When she brings a kom, she brings a kom levar haroven. This also is nishkefel. This is definitely for a chet. Egla hufe. So we should also say that the Yom Kippur cleans the slate. Om Abaye hoyreg makir. Rav Amakro loros lo yichupal adam asher shofach bo. That's another pasuk. Av papa makro kaper lamcha Yisrael lo yukaparuzu shetekaper al yotzei Mitzrayim. So it goes all the way back to the Yetzim Mitzrayim. Tzavad has nothing to do with Yom Kippur. That's how many of the Rishonim learn. Okay, says the Gemara, Hash da'am et chet shem akabay al amokam yom kippur mechapel. Ki misyad alay bosa yom kippurim. Nami le ma'isicha. Yishtak also shouldn't bring it. Why? By every Yashem Toli. Once Yom Kippur is mechapel you, now that we're going back to what we said originally, which is that what that chet shei makaboy al amokam, Yom Kippur is mechaper. So now that you're telling me that, so you shouldn't have to bring a chatas either. If you find out after Yom Kippur that Yitaka did, you did the aver. So what? Yom Kippur already cleaned your, in that state where you didn't know yet, Yom Kippur came and cleaned it. Now that Yom Kippur cleaned it, should be potter. So now the Gemara says Chatas Lemotzes Amrit, Ksiv Kho Yediyah, because it says three times Yediyah. And now the Gemara says there's a redundant Yediyah, because it says it by Chatas, and it says it by Korban Nasi, and it says it by Korban Tzibur. And the Gemara goes back and forth to say that that's extra. And the fact that it's extra, so that Yediyah is coming to teach you that if you have Yediyah after Yom Kippur, you have to bring a Korban. That's basically the conclusion of the Gemara. Okay. So again, there are really two main points I think that we need clarity in this sugya. Number one is to understand what does the Gemara mean that Yom Kippur is not mechaper for a chatos because Yom Kippur's kapor only works for a chet shein makeboy, and it is mechaper for a shem toli because that's a chet shein makeboy. That we need clarity because l'chor it's not that way. Yom Kippur is mechaper for everything. Yom Kippur is mechaper for everything. And that puts into question everything, because if Yom Kippur is mechaper on everything, so just like you're potter from an Hashem Toli, you should be potter from Mechatas. Or you should be potter from neither. But this middle, to say that the reason why you're potter from Hashem Toli and you're not potter from Mechatas is because Yom Kippur is not mechaper on a chet, that's something that anybody has an awareness of, other than Hashem. That doesn't seem to reflect the Metzius. That's number one. And number two, to understand the whole Hemshech of the Gemara, where the Gemara is assuming, somehow, that when Yom Kippur comes, so anything that you chayev because of a Sofek, Yom Kippur should clean the slate, when all of these things that are being discussed in the Gemara have nothing to do with Chet, Bechlal. It's all Tahara, starting with the Yeledis, down the pike, even if there is some shemitz of chet, that's not why it's coming. So then what's the Gemara thinking that you should be potter? And each one, the Gemara tries to give a separate tenets. Why you potter? What's the Gemara thinking? So I want to share with you what the Brisker Rav says. I mean, first I think what we have to analyze here is when all these things that the Gemara is discussing, that Yom Kippur is mechaper, right? What does that mean? Does that mean that Yom Kippur is mechaper the chet? Or does that mean that the Yom Kippur is b'mokum kol? That the Yom Kippur is equivalent to you bringing a kol? There's two ways to look at it. One way to look at it is, Yom Kippur cleans your slate. Male, there's no chiyuv kol. You're clean. The other way to look at it is, no, if you have a chiyuv kol, Yom Kippur can't pati your kol. Just cleaning your slate is not enough. Yom Kippur is actually cleaning the chet, and therefore, Mela, there's no chiyuv kol. Your slate is clean. That lachar would be the most logical way to learn. That Yom Kippur is not a kol. Yom Kippur is cleaning one slate. Once it cleans the slate, there's no chiyuv kol. Now, if we learn that way, it calls into question everything that we're discussing here. Because then, if that's the case, there shouldn't be a difference between a chatas and an Ashim Toli. Because the whole difference is, Chet Shei Makabai, we know Yom Kippur cleans the slate, whether you know, whether you don't know, how you do him l'chavish, how you do him l'onavish, that's, and secondly, it calls into question the whole Hemshech of the Gemara. So the I wanted the Yom to look up this Mishnah L'melech. I will, we'll just read it quickly. See, if you look at the Rambam says, he brings down basically our Gemara, Paragim L'alocha Tez. Chai v'chatois v'ashom v'zvadoim sh'ovalim yom ha'kipurim. Chayovim l'hovi l'achar yom ha'kipurim. They have to bring after Yom Kippur. Now, if you're medayik in the Loshon Rambam, the Rambam is not mashma, the Yom Kippur is not mechaper. And it's very logical that that's why the Rambam wrote it this way. You know, the Rambam could have written it differently. The Rambam could have written, Chai v'chatois v'ashomois ein yom ha'kipurim mechaper. Very straightforward. Like the Rambam, if you go onward, the Rambam talks about things that are not mechaper, and he talks about ein yom ha'kipurim v'lechatos mechaperim on elal ha'shovim. That's the Rambam in Halacha Yud. There he's very clear, right? There he says it's not mechaper, memeli, you have to bring a kol. If you look at the Rambam, he says, "Ein yom ha'kipurim v'lo yachatas v'lo yosha mechaperim el ha'ashovim ha'maminim b'kaparosam. Aval ha'mevayet b'am, ein mechaperim v'lo. Ketzal ha'yemevayet," and then he says, "Ein elu mechaperim v'lo, and therefore, you have to go and bring another one. Sorech lo avi chatos v'lo yachatas v'lo yosha." Right? So the Rambam in Halacha Yud is clear that there are categories of things that there's no kapara. Yom Kippur can only mechaper if you do tshuva or you believe in the kapara of Yom Kippur. But here in Halacha Tes, he doesn't say ein yom ha'kippur mechaper al chatoyos v'ashomos. All he says is chayve chatoyos v'ashomos she'ov aleihem yom ha'kippurim chayovim lohovi l'achar yom ha'kippur. The reason why I think it's simple. The reason why he reads it that way is because these Averis do have a kapar on Yom Kippur. Chai v'chatois v'ashomois do have a kapar on Yom Kippur. It's just, you still have to bring the chatas. Anyway, even though you had a kapara, you still have to bring a chatas. You have to know what that means. But you still have to bring a chatas. That's clear from the Rambam. Now, if you look at the Mishnah Melech, it's a long piece here, but the main point of the Mishnah Melech's question, very fascinating Shaila. We'll just read the beginning of it. His shaila basically is what would be if you had a chatzi kazayas chelev on Yom Kippur, right? And then you had a chatzi kazayas after Yom Kippur. See, he wants to know, does Yom Kippur, is that like you had it in two different yediyas, and therefore you'll be parted from a kol? Because the half that you had on Yom Kippur is separated from the second half. Or do we say no? The half that you had on Yom Kippur wasn't chayav a carbon yet. So it just hangs. Doesn't get cleaned off because it's not to clean off. It's sitting there waiting, sitting there like this. Then after Yom Kippur you had another half of Kazayas Chaylev, they join. Right? That's his shaylev. If you look at his, he says, Vani mistapek, imocha b'yam ha'kippurim im chatzi zayas. If a guy, before Yom Kippur ended, he had a chatzi kazayis, for leil motzi Yom Kippurim, he had a chatzi zayis, mao. He says, he goes through the whole shtickle. And then he goes on, v'ayin b'rabbeinu perek vod milchaseilu, yin oshem toli, imochol shnei chatzoi zeisim be'elam achad, v'lo yin hedaloi, imochol chelev de mitztarfim. And then he goes on to say, ain't kan chiyuv kol. And he makes an analogy to Yesh Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir. If somebody, we had a suffix, if you remember, we had a machloikas from Gamliel and Chachomim. Somebody's eating something, and in the middle of the eating, he remembers that it's asr, and then he forgets again and finishes eating. Right? So we had a shaila, we had a machloikas tanoim, if now he's potter from a korban. And the shaila was whether Yesh Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir. The fact that you knew you were eating chalev, but you only had a chatzi kazayis, is that enough? Because really, you didn't have a yediyah that you had an avera. You had a yediyah that you had a chatzi kazayis chalev. And that's his analogy over here to this case. Now the truth is, if you go to the, on a deeper level, this shaila really is based on what we originally discussed. And that is, what is Yom Kippur doing? If Yom Kippur is cleaning your slate, and the mela there's no chiyuv korban, right? So the half a kazayis that you had on Yom Kippur, lemaisa was an avera, chatzi shiur from hatera. You need a kapara for that. Yom Kippur came now and brushed it clean. So now it's clean. Now after Yom Kippur you had a half a kazayis, part of him a korban, half a kazayis is nothing, part of him a korban. That would be the halacha. But if you learn that Yom Kippur is like a kol. Yom Kippur is b'mokum kol. So then you could say, well, Yom Kippur is only b'mokum kol. The carbon of Yom Kippur can only work if you have a carbon already. But if you only had a half a kazayas on Yom Kippur, that's no carbon on that. So that thing is just sitting pretty on the side like this. And now you had another half a kazayas. It could be mitzvah, potentially. All I'm saying is then there's a potential. If you learn that Yom Kippur cleans, as it's going, it's cleaning. So the half a kazayis you had got cleaned. You were even into the raisa with the chatzi kazayis. We paskin chatzi shir also menatera. It cleaned the chatzi kazayis. Now the chatzi kazayis you had after Yom Kippur is a half a kazayis. You put it from a goal.
Yeah, but just, I don't understand the question because there's a time gap. Mm-hmm. Why would you
talk to the Achilles pass.
Oh, you're saying immediately. Right? Mm-hmm.
So he's talking about. And that's his case. Okay. Anyway, so that really goes to the root of this shaila. So I want to read you a briskerov, what the briskerov says about this whole shaila that we're discussing. What is Yom Kippur? And the briskerov says as follows. Let me pull it up for you. There's one in Zvochim, Dav Zayin, and there's another one. Let me just get the stencil. Menachos. There's one in Menachos here in the stencil. This we actually have here, the stencil. Dav Dalet. Abriskarov says like this. I am B'Krisus, Yeledes, Imovaleim Kippurim Tifta. Nishani Rov l'chol chatosam v'loy l'chol tumosam. Ask the Briskerov l'choyre eich avisal kadaitich l'poitro. Ask the Briskerov a question. What's the havamin of the Gemara that he led us? Shouldn't have to bring a korban? He says, the bishloima osham toli b'alach haporo. It's coming for a kapor. Shayich loima yom kippur mechapa. Shayich. Ach he led us. Havi mechusre kaporo. Vare ikri korbono bolitaya. Mecha teise shem ha-kipurim yiftaro yisam ilohovi. Says the Briskerov, but you could say, sheyem ha-kipurim nechshav ke-avoas korbono shantoli. Vo'oy leloi b'mokoim korbo. Tremendous chiddush the Briskerov wants to say. He wants to say, Yom Kippur, it's not the way we said originally. Yom Kippur cleans your slate, and therefore you don't need a korban. Yom Kippur is in the place of a korban. It's a korban. And the korban of Yom Kippur, that cleans your slate. It's the opposite. The korban was brought. It's as though the korban of Shem Tali was brought. That's what he says. And therefore, hoya sal kadaitach, that's what the Gemara is thinking in our sugya, sheyem ha-kippurim poitam yashem Tali. Just like Yom Kippur, Pardes, and Moshem Toli, Kach Yifto Gam Sofik Yiledes. The choshev kilu evio korbono amachayev lo. Falze komash malon shirakim akipurim choshev kavos kom v'lo yishal korbonos. That's what he says. Now he, the way he's learning, the maskona of the Gemara is staying with this idea. It just happens to be that Yom Kippur is not in the place of other korbanos; it's in the place of Hashem Toleh. But he's actually learning that this is taka pshat in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the equivalent to bringing an Hashem Toleh. Yom Kippur is the equivalent of bringing an Hashem Toleh, and therefore it's considered that the Hashem Toleh was brought. That's the way he understands. And therefore he says, the Gemara flows, again, he's still going to have a challenge to understand what's the havamin of the Gemara, that Yom Kippur should be a korban which has nothing to do with kapara. Still very difficult. But at least, we could say it's like the korban was brought. He's learning it's like the korban was brought. So by Yeledes, it's like she brought the korban. By Nazir, it's like he brought the korban. That's the way he's understanding our Gemara. He's only dealing with Yeledes, but that's the way he's understanding our Gemara, the brisker of. So, if you learn that way, so you have a shtickel mahalach and a Gemara, I still think it's very challenging. 2 points. Number one, how could Yom Kippur be a carbon? How does that work? But number two, I don't feel that we gain all that much. Because clearly, let's say a guy is chayav shlamim. Let me just give you a mashal. Let's say a guy is chayav shlamim. Does the Gemara have a hava mina? That after Yom Kippur, he doesn't have to bring a shlamim? Of course not. He says, shlamim would have to do it. Because Yom Kippur is a mechaper. Even if you're going to tell me, like the Brisker Rav is saying, that Yom Kippur is considered a korban, yeah, but it's a korban on a chet. In other words, even if we go as far as the Brisker Rav, no question, simplistically, the way to learn would be that Yom Kippur cleans your slate. Yom Kippur has nothing to do with kutshim. Yom Kippur is part of Seder Moed. It's not part of Seder Kutshim. It's all it does is it cleans your slate. You're a clean person. Now that you're a clean person, those korbanos that are required because of your lack of cleanliness got washed away. That would be the simplistic way. The Brisker Rav is making a leap, taking a leap, and he's saying, you know what? It's not that way. It's more than that. Yom Kippur is like a korban. There's something called korban Yom HaKippurim. It's not just kaparas Yom HaKippurim. There's something called korban Yom HaKippurim. And Yom Kippur is the equivalent of actually bringing a korban. And therefore, what the Brisker Rav accomplished, all I'm saying is, it's a very big leap, and I don't feel that we accomplished all that much. Because even after we take that leap, and we say something which is not brought down anywhere, Beferish at least, that Yom Kippur is mamash a korban, if we take that leap, we're still going to have to say that Yom Kippur is only mechaprana, Yom Kippur is only a korban that comes on chet, because it has to do with Yom Kippur. Right? And here, anyway, the Gemara is applying Yom Kippur to things that are not really chet bechla. So the combination of both, I think, leaves us still pretty stuck. Tremendous chiddush, and we don't accomplish that much. It does make the Gemara a little easier to read, makes the Gemara a little easier, but it's still quite schwer to understand the sugya. No, not really. I mean, there's Yisurim riding on you because you did a Sofer Chet. If you get a Kapora for that...
But it's certainly not, because you have to bring a Chappas. You know that after Yom Kippur, you have to bring a Chappas.
Yeah, but there's a certain onus of responsibility that's riding over you just because you did a Sofer Chet, which was also an Aver. Right? The fact that we said till now, right, that you put yourself into a Sofer Chet. So for that, the Hashem Toleh is Megan on the Yisurim. All I'm saying is, the Hashem Toleh has something to do with Chet. So, absolutely. That's what the Gemara is saying. 100%. Something what? Something Tumah. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't really... All I'm saying is, It's a Weltschiddish, what the Brisker Rav is saying, and it's accomplishing a little bit, but it's still quite shver the Gemara. The Chiddush to me is huge. It's accomplishing a little bit, but it still makes our Gemara very challenging to understand. So I think if we take a little bit of a different approach, it will answer really, I think, the whole signum of the Gemara. See, I would learn differently. I would learn that the Gemara never had a Havamina that a Yoledes, a Suffolk Yoledes, is going to become Tohar after Yom Kippur. That's the way I would want to learn. The Gemara never had such a Havamina. Got a Suffolk Yoledes after Yom Kippur, she's Tohar. The Gemara never had such a Havamina. Because she didn't go to the mikveh. The mikveh is a Kol. The Gemara never thought that, never had a Havamina that. That's not even a Havamina. The Gemara never thought the same thing, that a Nozir episode becomes Tohar, or a Nozir, the Gemara, Mitzorah. The Gemara didn't think that whatever the Mitzorah has to accomplish through the Karbonas to make him Tohar completely, that now Pesim Kippur will take care of that. Because that taka would be too big of a Havamina for the Gemara even to think. Such a Havamina. So I therefore would learn differently the sugya. I would learn the sugya like this. Really, primarily, Yom Kippur is a mechaper. That's what it does. Yom Kippur is a mechaper. And anybody that's chayiv a particular korban, specific korban that he has to bring, so really, logically, the only way for him not to be chayiv to bring that korban is if he gets a kapora from the chet that was mechayiv him to bring that korban. That's the only. Now, once you did a chet that was mechayiv you to bring a particular kol, so the Gemara holds, and this holds true really with everything, the Gemara holds that chiyuv korban really should remain. I don't care that your slate got cleaned. I'll between you and the Rabbanan Shalom. But you had an obligation. I'm not even calling it a chayvus momen. But you had an obligation to bring a korban. What happened to it? The obligation to bring a korban was triggered by the chet. It's true. But it was triggered already. It happened. Now it's a piece of history. Now you're a tzaddik that's chayv a korban. You did tshuva, you did kippur, you went to the mikveh, the mekubel gave you a bracha. I don't care. But the bottom line is you did an avera. The avera triggered an obligation. And now you have this obligation. You have an obligation to bring a korban. And you could do tshuva, eini zoz mishom ad shemoich l'noisoi. So what? You're no different than, let's say it wasn't an avera that triggered it. Who cares? You made a nether, you're going to bring an oiler. Now you have to bring an oiler. Because you made a nether, you're going to bring an oiler. So what's the difference if you made a nether that made you chayv an oiler? You did a chet that made you chayv an oiler. The chet is one thing. The chet now triggered you a chiyuv. The chiyuv is here. It's financial. It's not a question of financial. It could be less than a pruta. I don't care that it's financial. What? It is. It's nothing to do with money. It's not the fact that it's money. It could be no money. Let's say the din would be that anybody that did a chet, he has to go for a 10-mile marathon. The Torah is mechayev him to jog for 10 miles. Okay, so now I have to jog for 10 miles. Now I did tshuva and al chet, and I'm holding now me and the Rabbanu Shalom, my mamish, we're yoshev biyachad. Yeah, but still you got to put on your joggers and take a jog, because you have to, that's, you did something which obligated you to jog. Now you have to jog. It's not a question of just the making sure you rectify your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have an obligation. The event, it's not the ongoing state that you're in. You did a chet, the chet triggered this, and that's it. Now you have to bring it's done. Now you have to bring a korban because that chet was mechayev you to do this. And that's it, finished. So really, the whole idea that Yom Kippur could do it is really a plea.
Not
can't believe a London like you is asking such a question. What? For you, I believe it. What is a guy who doesn't bring a doesn't shake lulav for the first day of Sukkot? What? What is he? Good. Same thing here. The Torah said, "Achiv asay," that if somebody did a chet, he has the chiv to bring a chatas. Are you religious? That's what the Torah is—a bunch of asays and lavim. What do you mean? What's with him? We're generally not himmel mentioned. We don't think, hey, where are we standing over there? We have obligations to do. He did a chet, so most people only have a chiv lulav and matzah. You did a chet, you have another chiv. You have a chiv to bring a chatas. What's the consequences if you don't bring it? You mevatel mitzvah asay.
But this asay is a ritzui.
Everything is a ritzui. The Gemara says in time is Dalud Minim Borim Lachatzos Alamayim. You forgot that Gemara? I don't care that it's a ritzui. So good, it's a ritzui for a chet. So what? Okay. There was an event.
There was an event.
You put yourself into a suffix chet. That was the event. This guy ate vaday chelev, and you put yourself into eating suffix chet. That was also an event. The Torah created that this is an event. The Torah said this is called an event. Now I want you to know, Rashi holds so strongly that way. The Rashi holds you don't get a kapor yom kippur even for Hashem Toli, unless you didn't know that you had a suffix chet before yom kippur. That's how he learns the whole, because he holds that. That's so much an event that if you already knew you did the suffix, then you're like a chayv chatois. That's how far Rashi goes. But that's a side issue. But al kuponim, now you're chayv chatois. So now what do you say? Well, Yom Kippur, I had an unbelievable Yom Kippur. Nilai was mamish in shemayim. Okay, very nice. But you have a chayv chatois. I don't care how high you flew. You have a chayv chatois. You did a chet. You had a yediyas chet. Mechayv chatois. Bring your chatois. Finished. That's all it's done. And that's, I believe, when the Gemara here says mamoina, the Gemara doesn't mean mamoina chash mishpat. The Gemara means the carbon. Bring your carbon. You have a carbon. That's not moment chash mishpat. Somebody else could bring it for you too. We have cases like that where somebody could be mafresh a carbon for you. It doesn't have to cost you. But you have a chiv to bring a carbon and you got to bring it. So you have Yom Kippur. This was Yom Kippur. Right? But, so really, that svara applies to Hashem Toli and to Chatas and to everything, really. It applies to everything. That no matter how good of a kapori you had on Yom Kippur, it can't relinquish obligations that were triggered already, that now those are part of your Taryag Mitzvahs. Part of your Taryag Mitzvahs now include, you have a Chiyuv Chatas. That's part of your Taryag Mitzvahs. So that's why, I think, In one sense, we have to accept what the Brisker Rav is saying, namely, not that Yom Kippur is a cult, but Yom Kippur, they brought a soya. Not that the day is a cult. Be'emesis, bizman hazeh, Yom Kippur wouldn't even work for an Hashem Toli. Because Yom Kippur is just a slate cleaner. It makes you clean. Okay, so what? I have an obligation. But Yom Kippur, the soya, really is a korban that Gantz Klal Yisrael brought. A generic. It's a generic korban. There is no such a generic korban that we have the whole year. But it's a generic. The soya is a generic korban. And it's all encompassing, that korban. And that korban is both a mechaper and it's a korban. And therefore, if it also reflects what is it a carbon on? So it's generic. So what does that generic cover? What things does that generic cover? And on that, the Gemara says, it's a generic for those things that ain't marked by Allah Hashem. Something which only the Rebbeinu Shalom knows he did. The Rebbeinu Shalom he applies it to all the things that nobody knows about. So the Eibishter was Misak in a carbon. And the Eibishter now credits it to all Averis, which ain't makabay ala makab. The Gemara here doesn't mean that the Averis that you know about, you don't get a kapara. Of course you get a kapara. But you didn't bring the specific carbon that relates to that Avera. That's all. You didn't bring the what relates to that carbon. That's all. Yom Kippur's, but this generic carbon covers those things. Shemakaboy alamok. Now,
which is only
at Shem Tov. Which is what the Gemara says. That Chatos V'Osham, Memele you have to bring it after Yom Kippur, because Memele, I don't care how good of a kapara you got, but the Sayer doesn't include it. Now, by all of these Mechusrei Kapara, right, there are really two things which is very important to focus on, which is precisely what Yidl was asking. Yidl said, and what if I don't bring my Chatos? What if I don't bring my chatos? I said, well, the consequences are you mevatel a chiyuv. You have a chiyuv to do it. What do you mean? What are the consequences? Even if you have a kapara and the Eibishter loves you, l'maisa, you chayev a chatos, right? What are the consequences? By every mechusa kapara, there are two things. One thing is that the only way for me to be able to go into the Beis HaMikdash, to eat kodshim, I have to bring this. L'gabi that, it's like a mikveh. Well, God be that, it's like a mikveh. If you don't bring it, it's not there. If you don't bring it, it's not there. No. Oh, but that's all where we say that if that's what God be to get the tahara. What would be if a person says, you know what? Chtarf nisht. I'm not going into the Beis HaMikdash. I'm not going to have kotshim. L'chaim u'shalom. I don't want it. I'm okay. I'm ready to stay like this. The Torah says, when it's a bit of mitzvah, I say, you have a chiyuv to do it. The Torah didn't say it's optional. The Torah said, you have to do it. So it's two things. One thing is that this is the way for you to become tall. Whether you're a mitzvah, or you're a nozer, or you're a ledes, whatever you are, whoever you are, one thing is it's mechanical. It makes you toho. The other thing is it's obligatory. You can't say, too bad. Like Yitzi always asks me, what happens to the guy who davens without the hat? So Yitzi also, you got to throw him off the roof. I say, the guy should daven with a hat. If he didn't daven with a hat, I'm not giving him skila. I give the guy who spoke Lashon Hara skila before I give the guy who didn't daven with a hat. Although a person should daven with a hat. Say it many times, I'll say it again. A person should daven with a hat. It's covered for the tefillah, daven with a hat. I know David had nailed it. Nobody could say it's not covered at tefillah. Even David would agree it's extra covered for the tefillah. But the shaila is here. The bottom line is, the guy says, I don't want to. What do you do then? The guy says, I don't want to. The Torah didn't make it optional. The Torah didn't say, you know, you could sit there in the back and say, I don't want to bring my mechusa kapara. So I can't eat kodshim. Okay? I can't eat kodshim. I'm okay with that. We're not okay with that. You have to bring it. This is what I think is going on here in the Gemara. What the Gemara is saying is like this. Bishloima, if the carbon has nothing to do with chet, right? So then, for sure, when the Torah said you have to bring it, the Torah was saying, you don't have a choice to remain Tomei. Now, what would be a guy's Tomei Shratzen? He's a Tomei Sheretz. He's a Tomei Sheretz. And he says, you know what? I don't want to become Torah. So, okay. We can't force him. He's not from the Mechusrei Kapara. Right? So he sits Tomei. What could we do? Tell him it's not nice. You should make yourself tar. Go to the... But Lamaisa, we can't. There's no strangling him. By the regel, the Gemara brings on a posik, chayvo de motar atzmoi beregel, whatever. Can't force the guy to matar himself. But Mechusrei Kapara is chayev. It's not an option, a nice thing. Oh, here's what I think is the shaila. According to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who says that a woman has to bring a chatos because she swears, and he doesn't mean that that's the chatos. The chatos is the chatos tahara. But the Gemara's havamini here is, but what's making her chayiv to bring it? Why are we twisting her arm? You have to make yourself tahara. You know why? Because you did a chet. So the chet obligates her to matayah herself. The nozir, the chet, that's the havamin of the Gemara. The Gemara's havamin is that over Yom Kippur, now the person can say, you know what? I'm clean. The whole reason why I have to do it is because of the chet. The chet was cleaned up. Now, the Gemara doesn't mean that the consequences are taken care of. No, the consequences are still here. But you're not chayiv. So you learn it, she's still tummy. Taka, what's that law on a cotton who's a mechusek kapor? He doesn't have to bring a cob. A cotton yosem. There's no father who's chayiv. A cotton, he's tummy. What happens with him? Nothing. He could run around and have a good time. Everybody got to stay away from him and he can become tummy. But he can run around and lose. Why? Because he has no chayiv. He has no chiyuv. Bezal's no chiyuv. The chiyuv havor is on the father. But okay, but that's a side thing. Bezal could do it l'hosra. But I'm saying there's no... That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. And meaning, if Yom Kippur went by, if you hold that the reason why your lettuce has to bring a korban is because of the chet, it doesn't mean the korban is a chatas for the nether. The korban is to make her tahar. But why did the Torah force her to do that? To bring this carbon to make a Torah because of that chet, let Yom Kippur take care of that. That's all the Gemara means. Kloppy that. On that the Gemara says, no. The obligation is not, even if Shem Bayechai, the obligation to bring the carbon is takalach shirei b'kotch. And that you don't have. So it's not that the Gemara have a mina that it makes you Torah, Yom Kippur. My skull is it doesn't make you Torah. The have a mina is that the consequences will be there regardless. But the Havamin is, you don't have to do it. Come on, you do have to do it. Okay, we'll stop here.